Blessed is everyone who will eat bread in the kingdom of God. The problem with this announcement is it's wrong. By having the word will or shall in this announcement, this man delivers an insult to the very one who is the kingdom of God, sitting in their midst, giving them the bread of heaven, giving them the kingdom by being with them. The true bread of heaven, the bread of life, is sitting right there, feeding them faith already. And yet, he is overlooked. The kingdom of God is so easily brushed aside as some future event. To better reveal the insults delivered to Jesus, here's an analogy borrowed from a pastor friend of mine. I understand that there's roles can be reversed and sometimes children are involved, but it's an analogy. So bear with it. It would be like a husband coming home from work with his wife having prepared a great meal for him. After eating it, he puts down his fork and says, "Man, I can't wait to go out and get a real meal in a little while." This is why Jesus delivers the parable of urgency and invitation. The kingdom of God is a here and now reality, not some faraway event in the distant future that someday men will partake of. Blessed is he who hears the word of God now. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven now. Blessed is he who recognizes in Mary's Son the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world now. Blessed is he who eats bread in the kingdom of God now. For all such is the kingdom of God. In them the Holy Trinity rules by grace alone and is present. Jesus has already finished it for you. All things are ready, except the tests. So what exactly is Jesus getting at with this parable? Sure, it's easy for you to see now the mistake that this man's errant beatitude contains. What is this Holy Scripture saying to you? As the kingdom of God sits in their midst, Jesus explains through the parable how he is ready. But everyone else is not. The kingdom of God is brought to man through Jesus. Where he is, there is the kingdom of God. There in their midst. But what about now? Herein lies the question that so many in their weak flesh sit and ponder. Where in the world is God? Where is he? Where does God's kingdom continue to come to us? This is what Jesus is making clear in this parable. Jesus did all that is needed for salvation. He has prepared the way. He is the way. His crucifixion is the way. It is finished. What he has to give is a banquet of forgiveness, a banquet of himself. And Jesus continues to be delivered by the power of the Yeah. Certainly, you've all been guilty of thinking at times that you simply have to take care of business, get into the things you own, or even putting loved ones first. And then, with whatever is left over, and making sure that you've already had your fun, then you will see what God has to offer. God's word delivers a warning in this text. It's a warning to not treat the banquet so that he so graciously offers, to not treat it as if it doesn't matter. Even if you do have an understandable reason for not making it to this banquet, you must realize that you still have missed out on something. Something that does matter. To eat bread is one thing, but to eat bread in the kingdom of God is a whole other matter. It's something more. If it's simply following some liturgical process that man has established and made up for themselves, no. It's the taste of the banquet that Christ himself has established with his very own body and blood given for you for the forgiveness of your sins. It's the cross of Christ crucified, which is the invitation given to the outcasts and the Gentiles. And just as a Christian wife then goes on to prepare other meals for her husband, having heard him repent of his insults toward her sacrificial work and having forgiven him, so our Lord bids you to come. He continues to invite you to his forgiveness. The invitation of Christ crucified is him leading you with himself, the very one who is the bread of life. It's him taking your hand and leading you through the wilderness, leading you through repentance and belief, its wisdom, saying,